This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Rekha Gupta today assumed charge at Delhi Secretariat. She was welcomed by Chief Secretary Dharmendra Kumar and other senior officials. Talking to media after taking charge, Ms. Gupta said the Delhi government will continuously work towards the mission of Viksit Delhi. Ms. Rekha Gupta chaired her first cabinet meeting at Delhi Secretariat this evening. Earlier, BJP's first-time MLA Rekha Gupta was sworn in as the new chief minister at the iconic Ram Leela Maidan in the national capital this afternoon. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena administered the oath of office and secrecy to Ms. Gupta and six cabinet ministers. Rekha Gupta has become the fourth woman chief minister after Sushma Swaraj, Sheila Dixit and Atishi, and the second woman BJP chief minister of Delhi. Delhi government has decided to implement the Ayushman Bharat health insurance scheme. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said this while briefing media this evening after chairing the first cabinet meeting of the newly sworn-in Delhi government. She said that Ayushman Bharat scheme, along with top-up of 5 lakh rupees from Delhi government, has been approved unanimously and it will be implemented at the earliest. She said that 14 CAG reports will be tabled in the first sitting of the assembly. The Delhi Chief Minister announced that she will hold the portfolios of Departments of General Administration, Services, Finance, Revenue, Women and Child Development, Information and Public Relations, Vigilance, Administrative Reforms, Planning and other departments not allocated to any other minister. Ashish Sood will be in charge of Home, Power, Urban Development, Education and Higher Education and Training and Technical Education Departments. Parvesh Verma will be in charge of PWD, Legislative Affairs, Irrigation and Flood Control and Water and Gurdwara Elections. Sardar Manjinder Singh Sirsa has been allotted Food and Supplies, Forest and Environment and Industries, whereas Dr. Pankaj Kumar Singh will be in charge of Health and Family Welfare, Transport and Information Technology. Kapil Mishra has been given the charge of Law and Justice, Labour Department, Employment, Development, Language and Tourism Department. Home Minister Amit Shah today said that all 8 states of the Northeast will be connected to Delhi through rail and air connectivity by 2027. Addressing the Unity Utsav, One Voice, One Nation in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah underscored that the central government has opened numerous avenues for the Northeast in every field, from tourism to technology, sports to space.
केंद्र सरकार ने नॉर्थ ईस्ट के लिए ढेर सारे बजेटरी प्रोविजन सैकड़ों की संख्या में बढ़ाए हैं। 3 गुना 4 गुना बजट नॉर्थ ईस्ट के लिए दिया है और 2027 तक नॉर्थ ईस्ट के 8 राज्य रेलवे और एयर कनेक्टिविटी से दिल्ली के साथ जुड़ जाएंगे, इसका पूरा प्लानिंग हो चुका है। रोड कनेक्टिविटी और एरियल कनेक्टिविटी भी पूरे नॉर्थ ईस्ट के हर तहसील तक हम पहुंचा पाएंगे, इसका हमें विश्वास।
Mr. Shah emphasized that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has given a new dimension to the identity of the Northeast in the whole of India by establishing it as Ashtalakshmi. The Home Minister mentioned that since 2014, more than 10,500 militants have laid down their arms in the Northeast and 12 peace accords have been signed in the region between 2019 and 2024. Union Minister for Power Manohar Lal has chaired the regional meeting of power sector in New Delhi with representatives of Delhi, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. Addressing the stakeholders, Minister of State for Power Shripad Yesso Naik highlighted that financial viability of the distribution sector is vital for the overall growth of the power sector in the country. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India defeated Bangladesh by 6 wickets in their opener Group A clash in Dubai tonight. Chasing the target of 229 runs, India made 231 for 4 in 46.3 overs with the help of Shubman Gill's unbeaten 101 runs and KL Rahul's unbeaten 41 runs. Shubman Gill was declared player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.